Steve and Jen in the morning now, 6:48 here on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Government standoff continues as deadline for a budget deal approaches.
Two.
Highway Patrol pilot briefly blinded by laser over Wichita.
One.
Two teens arrested in connection with three Wichita armed robberies Sunday. Three big things, Steve and Jen on KNSS.
Traffic update here on the Monday morning commute. We have emergency crews heading to the scene of a possible injury accident involving a couple of cars in northwest Wichita. In fact, a car has ended up on the sidewalk at 17th and West. So you'll see emergency crews heading there. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Sunny today with a high of 56 degrees, a lot like yesterday. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 33. Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow's high, 54. Now, a partly cloudy sky. A northwest wind at 5 miles per hour and 28 degrees. Just a quick thought, Ted, on house fires this time of year. And I don't hear it as much as we did at one time over the years, but there are a couple of things this time of year where we begin to see more house fires. It used to be that having something to do with the heater kicking on after the winter. And
people have put carpets
over the old floor furnace. You remember, did you ever see a floor furnace?
Oh, yeah.
These were furnaces that were underneath your living room floor with a grate over the top of them. People would put a rug or something over it.
Rug over there. And then forget it's there, and the heater kicks on, and the thing catches on fire, and all of a sudden
And the other thing you've got is you've got your holiday decorations, too.
Yeah.
Which can spark a fire, tree fire, something like that. So every year, we used to have, I think, more of them than now. Maybe the equipment's a little bit better engineered and people are more cautious.
Part of it. Yeah,
they realize that something can happen. Had Friday afternoon, was able to go to the Taco Bell at Kellogg and Greenwich Road.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
And give away $98 in Christmas cash from Taco Bell to a guy named Mike, who works as an engineer out there. God damn, we got a lot of stuff going on in East Kellogg right now, a lot of that construction.
Yep.
And Mike got $98 from KNSS.
How about
that? Why didn't you give it to me? Why didn't you text me and tell me what time you were going to be there?
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, who's trying to take advantage of his position as a well-known celebrity.
Person at a microphone, yeah.
Person who has a microphone at his disposal.
Yeah, my bully pulpit.
Google is spending more than $1 billion to expand operations in New York City. Ruth Porat, senior vice.
No, I'm glad to see a struggling little town like that get a nice influx
little
of
boost.
Cash.
Yeah.
That was a boondoggle, wasn't it?
Ruth Porat, who is senior vice president and chief financial officer at Google and Alphabet, said in a blog post today that Google is creating a more than 1.7 million square foot campus that includes lease agreements along the Hudson River in Lower Manhattan.
There's no more space.
Google Hudson Square will be the company's primary location for its New York operations. Oh, I was
sure
going to say, they got enough room for that.
They're probably spending most of that $1 billion in rent.
Yeah. Somebody told me the other day, I don't know if it's true or not. I think the market's cooled a little bit, but they said that when you buy an apartment in New York, it costs $1 million a bedroom, essentially.
Yeah. Well, if you want to live on Manhattan,
you get you a good job at Google, and there you go.
Yeah, I'm sure they pay you enough to do that.
They do. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, here this morning talking about fraud in the workplace. He just attempted it, but it didn't work.
Well, a little different than what I'm going to talk about. You know, Steve, we see that occasional headline, company bookkeeper embezzles $2.5 million to pay rent in New York City. I threw that in. We wonder, how could a company be so lax to allow their bookkeeper to steal that much? Well, wherever there's money, there is a temptation for even the most honest to steal. I've personally seen fraud as simple as an employee writing down paid hours that he or she didn't work to a nonprofit volunteer treasurer taking from the organization whenever there was a cash event. Now, how can you spot a potential thief in your business or organization? Well, whether it's greed or the need that motivates, several investigative agencies cite similar traits amongst employee crooks. Well, first of all, the primary tenet of thievery is to obscure the crime. Duh. Well, they may become defensive when questions about money arise, and they may be overly secretive, locked desk drawers and office doors, quiet, sneaking around in the shadows. Indications of living beyond their means is another one. Is that a new car or a boat? taking a lot of expensive vacations on $30,000 a year, acquiring artwork, drinking really expensive wine, and eating at posh expensive restaurants. There's also stated financial problems like an addiction to gambling or to shopping. Now, whenever there is cash in a business, it's imperative to have several checks and balances. Managers and employees should be required to cross-check each other's accounting. Look for discrepancies in sales patterns. Security is important as well. That means safe cash storage and video surveillance. When dealing with electronic distributions or checks, create processes that require several levels of approval. No one person should be able to complete an outgoing money transaction by themselves. Create a place whereby employees can report suspected fraud anonymously, or if they reveal their identity, offer a reward. And, of course, if you have any questions on this or other subject, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
I wonder how big a problem that is. I know that, of course, my wife's family, they work in retail in restaurant business.
Oh, man.
Basically, they say the owner's got to be there 24/7.
That's what I've heard.
Or somebody's going to steal from you.
Well, there 99% of people and employees are honest, aside from taking an occasional pen out of the office supply depot, you know, for personal use. But most are. It's just those few bad apples.
Now, today is National Maple Syrup Day.
Yum!
Oh, pancakes, fresh toast, biscuits.
Wow!
Usually from the xylem sap of sugar maple, red maple, or black maple trees that maple syrup is made from, although it is not limited to those maple species. But, you know, when you go to the pancake place, the IHOP or whatever, wherever they sell pancakes,
yeah,
you can get all these different flavors like blueberry and all that. But I always stick with maple.
Maple, I agree. You know, I tapped my trees up in Minnesota when we had maple trees.
You did?
One year, and I made it, and I bottled it in little bottles.
How'd that work?
Well, it's the first flow you get is the best. It's the most sucrose, but it comes out almost watery, and you have to boil it down.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who had a setup outside where he fired with wood, and it helped evaporate it. It's about a 17-to-1 thing, and then the last pull is about 30-to-1. You know, so you have to reduce it 30 times.
Wow!
But Barb still complains because when it got down where I had to go to about 5-to-1 down to 1, I peeled the wallpaper off of the kitchen wall. Because
really?
I had it boiling for so long. Yeah, there was so much moisture in the air, but it smelled great. Oh, man.
John Grant, a maple syrup.
I love that.
Guru.
Yeah, did it once. That's
just
it.
Once?
That's all I had to do.
I bet it was tasty.
It was that first pull was excellent. I gave everybody for Christmas like a little 5-ounce jar of it. So anyway, it was fun.
All right, maple syrup day. Thank you, guys. 6:56 now coming up at 7 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Deadline for a government shutdown approaches. We've got the story, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Tune in to Steve and Ted in the Morning every weekday for The Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. CTHB is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS. Keep your water heater heating.